This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. Hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Vibes are up as the Cowboys have made another trade. What do you think at 877-881-1053? Please leave your name and city you're texting from. Like the video if you're watching on YouTube. Please subscribe and do all that. Okay, it is our last show in this studio. Holy cow, what a run. 15 years in this building. And we're moving on up, literally, up 75, about 5 miles up there. And we have a beautiful new building we're excited to be in. General at your service. Let's talk about this trade deadline. We're 58 minutes away from everything being official in the NFL. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy scout, the Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control over there, 75 and fits you. Fix it to go a full five flawless today. Wolchuk and Schiafalo are here at Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. I do find it, I mean, I guess because you're 3-5-1 and some people are, you know, really down in the dumps about this football team. They can't even get excited about Quinnen Williams, but you have added an all-pro level player to your defense, something you've desperately been in need of. They couldn't find one post Jay Ratliff. They finally said, screw it. Let's give up a 1 and a 2 and Mozzie Smith and go out there and get Quinnen Williams. You with me? We're excited about this, right?
I'm with you.
Yeah, this is good.
Excited for Quinnen. Absolutely. We're winning with Quinnen.
Winning with Quinnen. Come in queue. I wonder what jersey he's going to wear, though. Does Kenny Clark give him 95? Does he go back and rock the 92 like he did in college?
I think Quinnen just goes up to Kenny and says, hey, don't worry about that 95 right now. It'll be mine.
We can ask. We'll just wait a few months.
It'll be mine by March when they cut you and save a buttload of money.
I kind of want to keep Kenny around.
I wonder if you could
for
just
like 19 millis.
We're
gonna
rework the deal.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. Okay.
I like the depth here at defensive tackle, and I think this is gonna help Osa out. Osa's a guy that we've seen get worn down.
Yeah.
I think the rotation, Solomon Thomas, Aaron Whitecotton's trying to build back that Jets defensive line here in Dallas, and that was a hell of a unit with the Jets. The team sucked, but the defensive line was good. So I like this and turnovers, force fumble king. That's Quinnen Williams.
Is he?
He is a forced fumble behemoth. I think he leads defensive tackles since coming into the league in forced fumbles. And after watching what Arizona did, forcing a lot of fumbles against our Cowboys, could use some of that.
Yeah, you can always use a guy who's got ball skills, knows how to a peanut punch no matter what the size. It's a 2027 first-round pick and a second in the upcoming draft, the 2026 draft. It was funny, if you heard Jerry Jones this morning with Sean and RJ, he kind of got hung up on the dates of the drafts and the picks and everything, probably because he had this thing top of mind, and it's quite unique to have a first-round pick two drafts out. But the Cowboys, you know, add Quinnen Williams and still preserve having their two number ones for this upcoming draft, which is exciting for 2026.
I'm curious if the Quinnen Williams trade happened after they got rid of Sauce Gardner. I wonder if
that was the order of reports.
Yeah.
For sure.
But did they already know that one was
in
the bag?
I wonder if this was something like the Jets had a deal Like they're thinking, okay, if we get, we got rid of Sauce Gardner, we moved on. Now let's try and get rid of this guy.
We're just rebuilding.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I'm not trying to, you know, smoke and gun or anything like that. I was curious. Is the Quinnen Williams deal something that Dallas was working on the whole time, or is this something that just became available?
Just popped up
after Sauce Gardner. Like Dallas, all of a sudden, they were maybe a team calling about Quinnen Williams. And then all of a sudden the Jets said, let's go. If we're going to do this, let's just start moving guys.
Is this big enough that we're going to get a press conference here tonight or tomorrow?
I think you'll get a press conference on this one, sure.
It's an all-pro player. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You do have the shoddy press conference coming up at 4:45. Maybe those questions will go to him. Maybe we'll wait until we get the presser from the front office, or Jerry Jones will be on with KNC Friday. Steven will be with us Friday.
Yeah, see, I wonder if the Logan Wilson trade was first, and then the Jets circled back and said, hey, you guys still interested in Quinnen Williams?
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. I don't know. I'm always curious how these trades get started. Did Dallas call them, or did the Jets say, hey, you know, would you guys be interested in? Maybe they started calling teams with multiple ones, you know? That kind of thing.
I mean, they were clearly interested in Quinnen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they going back to the Micah deal. Aaron Glenn, I wonder if there was a little bit of like Aaron Glenn and Sauce weren't seeing eye to eye there. The Sauce Gardner stuff kind of got weird this year in New York. The penalty stuff was up with him. He had made some comments post-game showing his frustration. So maybe they could see that relationship starting to deteriorate, and they kind of jumped ahead of it, especially when the Colts are going to offer you 2 ones for him.
Adam Schefter was on McAfee saying the Cowboys have been working on getting Quinnen Williams all day. He is who the Dallas Cowboys really wanted.
Yeah, that's
best
awesome.
Best defensive tackle in the league. I mean, you want to stop the run. That's the ad.
Number one against the run, top 10 overall defensive tackle, Quinnen Williams. Now, not a playoff team, although the way they were rushing the passer last night, maybe they're taking some steps in the direction of...
I was going to ask you guys, you feel like how is Quinnen Williams in his back pedal? You feel like he can, like...
Can he play safe? Can he play corner?
Can he click and close, Dawson? That's what I want to know.
I mean, that was a massive concern, because outside of the Jets game, like, Clowney was awesome. I thought Kenny Clark had a really good day. Osa, going back and watching it, like, I know the numbers showed 4 quarterback hits on the box score. I didn't think Osa was that awesome watching the All-22. He was all right. Fowler had some splash plays. But the pass rush, I mean, Donovan has a Raku now. Mm-hmm. He is arriving.
Clowney's playing better, too, I think, for you as well.
He is absolutely arriving. So, like, as a Raku moving forward, this is going to benefit him. And I think he's going to be the guy that's, like, your staple lead dog, future captain of the defense, along with Quinnen Williams as your edge rusher. So, them being able to get pressure last night, but then not being able to cover in the back end.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell has happened to Deron Bland?
Oh, man. I was wondering all night. So bad.
I mean,
hopefully, it's his worst game of his career and not a sign of what's to come.
Yeah, it had
to be. He's been bad most of the year.
Outside of the Washington game?
Washington game's the only one where he was solid.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I felt like the Cowboys needed to go out there and trade for great defensive players, because you just can't trust their ability to draft them. They apparently can't evaluate guys that are on their own team. They think they're, you know, worthy of top 10 contracts or their position. They turned out, you know, almost immediately to not be very good. They have had some hits. I don't want to throw all of their decisions in that, but overall, like, their ability to scout and identify who should get paid, who should get drafted on defense, not good. I would say take your other 2 ones and see what other bona fide good defensive players you can add to this team. And then I don't think 6-2 is that out of the realm of possibility. You have the run of Philly, Kansas City, Detroit. Those are tough. Every other game is winnable. Like, if you're an underdog, it's going to be within 3 points. Add 2 more good players to this. Let's make this happen. And I'm kind of expecting it here over the next 50 minutes or so.
You think they're going to add 2 more players or just 1 more player?
Well, at least one. Yeah.
Would Minka be your number one on the wish list?
I think so based on what we know is available.
They're so bad at safety.
Yeah,
right,
I don't think they have a starting caliber. And you know,
I shouldn't say bad. I should say poor. Yeah,
you get Minka on this team and Malik Hooker healthy at the other safety, and now you have guys that are in position. And so much of that stuff goes unnoticed because safeties – you know, not often one of the most producing spots. You're not locked into anybody, but can you just help get everybody lined up and communicate? And I think Hooker plus Minka could do that. I don't know what you have at linebacker now. Overshown and Logan Wilson will no doubt make your group better, right? They'll probably be your two best linebackers for the rest of the season.
And honestly, Quinnen Williams makes your linebackers better.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. He does. And Zach Rosenblatt, who we had on the Super Bowl, covers the Jets for The Athletic, said that there are trades on the table for Jermaine Johnson and Breece Hall. Johnson was one of those names that we thought maybe the Cowboys would be interested in. I would think that that would have just been part of the Quinnen Williams trade if that was the Cowboys that were interested in Jermaine Johnson, but who knows? Maybe that there is another player that they could get in the mix on.
All right, at 877-881-1053, the 512 says, why are we assuming Clark is gone? I'd rather lose Osa. He's just declined from being a star defensive tackle, so now he's so overpaid that the value of letting him go and using that cap space to sign other players is worth more. But I would love it if Kenny Clark says, man, I really like it here. My free agent market isn't high, so let's just rip that one up and do a contract that makes more sense for where I am in my career. That would be the ideal thing, but
he might
likely
go back to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know, wouldn't that be hilarious?
There's options, and you know, you're still going to have to be the highest bidder, especially if you're asking him to tear up his contract. I mean, that might not be the best place to start a negotiation from.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to have $21.5 million cap hit if he's on your roster next year.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And no dead cap for
could
just
you get
moving
him,
on from him.
Could you get him and Steele and then be able to sign Pickens? That kind of thing?
Yeah, you can definitely sign Pickens, and it seems like the Steele situation is now in a board
well,
mission.
Well, I'll say this. Nate Thomas wasn't
that good either.
No box of chocolates either.
Yeah.
So what is next? Okay, so Ricky Scoops did say the Cowboys had an offer on the table for Minka Fitzpatrick. I don't know if that's still valid considering you got the Quinnen Williams deal done, but I think that's the pipe dream for me here over the next 45 minutes. You got Logan Wilson on board. That ended up being a 7, right? I know there were some reports that that was a 4.
The 7th rounder, which is basically like Tommy Akingbesote, who didn't make your roster this year.
Okay, Asante Samuel Jr. was in the reports last night. Apparently, he has passed his medicals, and a number of teams are talking to him. I know it's not a guy the Cowboys have been high on in the past, but I think he fits Eberflus's system halfway decently. He's been a better zone player than man, and he's who's available right now. So I would say if you're adding Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson thinking we need good players to make this defense good enough to be a playoff team, like they've said, you got to go 6-2. I could see you beating Philly, Kansas City, or Detroit. You just got to win one of those and then handle business and games against teams like the Vikings and the Chargers, which isn't out of the realm of possibility, Brian. You can go here with me, can't you?
I tell you what, I really do appreciate what you're trying to do. I've got an offense that looks a little sick right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're pressing.
We kind of felt like that the defense was going to be kind of who they are. I mean, yesterday going into that game, but man, the offense has got to find a way. And I know you have to almost be perfect to play, but man, they were far from it yesterday.
You got guys putting the ball on the turf.
I think
bad luck. Penalties is a bad game for Dak, though.
I'm going to throw this out there. I think teams don't care if you run the ball.
Well, Arizona certainly did not.
I do. I just really honestly believe that teams are cool. Like, yeah, we'll let you run the ball. You're not throwing it to Pickens, and you're not throwing it to Lamb, and you're not throwing it to Ferguson. Yeah, just keep running. They're okay. How many games this year have the Cowboys lost where we look at the running game totals and we're like, that was a nice day by Williams there. Ran the ball well. And it equals nothing. You know,
it's tough when you can't get a stop, you can't get ahead. I think the run game should be a weapon as you play complementary offensive football. But if you're trailing, you know, I would say, though, go get Breece Hall, take him up on that offer. Yeah. We're going to run at you here 30 times a game.
I just feel like the defenses are cool with it. It's almost like the Dick Fangio. Dick Fangio is okay if you run on him. I mean, he's fine. Yeah. Yeah, fine. Run on me. You're not throwing it.
Of course. I mean, I'd rather, like, Javonte Williams is not a Saquon Barkley who's going to be consistently popping 50-yard touchdown runs on me.
Yeah, like you still get fetched into your work.
Yeah, like, let me do anything to make sure CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens don't beat me on a one-play, 11-second, 74-yard touchdown bomb like we saw a few weeks ago. it's a no-brainer way to play the Cowboys right now.
Yeah. Where I expect Javonte Williams in the running game to be better is inside the 10-yard line.
Well,
it's, and that's been a big problem.
Well, what happens is, no, we run it down there, and we forget that he's in the game.
And then they start throwing, and the field's constricted, and nobody's getting open. I mean, the Flannoy play was beautiful. That was an easy pitch and catch. But otherwise, I mean, what they were doing inside the red zone yesterday was – that lost them the game, other than the turnovers and the pre-snap penalties.
Yeah, the offense overall now is just, it's losing some luster. As if you look at the nine games, I would say four of them have looked like the offense is getting stopped in its tracks. Chicago, Carolina, Denver, Arizona. And a couple of weeks ago, it was like, well, you can shake off a bad game once a month or so. Now it's like kind of trending more towards half of your games, your offense is struggling a little bit. And what I was fearing in the offseason that I thought after the first month or 6 weeks of the season, they'd gotten a handle on, like Dak had evolved to a point where I can mitigate pressure coming from the tackles. Mm-hmm. The last couple of weeks, it's been too much for him.
Right.
You know, it's really affected the accuracy. He's getting hit while he's throwing. He's taking sacks.
Quick pressure got him yesterday, Zach. Did you notice that?
Yes, like, absolutely.
Like, where Dak has been really good throughout the year is avoiding the first guy and kind of moving around. He couldn't avoid the first guy. It was like the quick pressure was a problem.
And a lot of it came, I mean, sometimes it would come right up the middle. You know, with Walter Nolan did have himself a really nice rookie debut. He was very, very impressive.
Welcome to the NFL, man. I mean, he was getting after Tyler Smith, too. It's not even just your tackles.
And then it did look like Dak tweaked his ankle or something a little bit. I think that was right before half. And so, I mean, he was still running around in the second half, but I wonder how right he was.
Get an update from Shoddy on those stories and more coming up. His presser is scheduled for 4:45. You know, it'll be closer to 5 o'clock or so. So we'll get Mark Schlereth in there. We'll talk a week 10 with him. I mean, we got Jake Ferguson coming up 5:20. Our guy did not have his best night. What was that? Maybe a fumble and a drop
and a big holding call.
Took
away a first down.
Yeah, the trifecta failure.
It was. I mean that and the drop too. The drop that he had. Right in front of the end zone,
but one that he should have made.
That seems like a no brainer. You need to catch that ball.
To me, that's the kind of a sign. Like when you're having that many mental mistakes, that maybe the fatigue of losing is catching up to you, and maybe belief's not there, focus isn't there. You know, that's two games in a row where you're shooting yourself in the foot. And last night cost you a great chance to win the game. Like you go back through the box score and the team stats, it's even other than the massive errors that you made. You had same amount of first downs, pretty much same amount of yards. They were a little bit better on third down, and they were converting long third downs, which was maddening, no doubt. But that's a game where in the trenches and executing with your skill players, you were doing just as good of a job as they were. But you look up at the scoreboard, you got no chance because you keep shooting yourself in the foot. I wonder how much faith they got right now and if that's making it look even worse than what it is. But, yeah, let's have a couple of trades here over the next 42 minutes. Great move last hour announced. Quinnen Williams is a Cowboy to go along with this morning's announcement of Logan Wilson. I think they're a couple of players away from maybe having a miracle run in him here in 2025. We got the G-Bag of the Day champ on the other side. Then Wolchuk's top 10, buddy. Where are you taking us?
All right, happy 56th birthday to all right. Matthew McConaughey. What are the top 10 McConaughey films?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Next in the nation.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's a turn into a Quinn and Williams Tuesday here with you on the Fantas. The Cowboys did send a 1, a 2, and Mozzie Smith to the Jets for Quinn and Williams just over an hour ago now. Ian Rappaport tweeted clarification, the Jets are going to get the higher of the 2-1s in 2027. So it's a 2027 1, whichever is highest the Jets will get there from either the Cowboys or the Packers. But as of now, the Cowboys still holding on the 2-1s here for 2026. And then, you know, some picks in the day three as well. All righty, we'll get to the G-Bag of the Day champ here in just a second. Then we'll get Woolchuck's top 10. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We're 36 minutes from the actual deadline. Stay tuned. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, look alive, look alive. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. Replay the champ right about here. You lucky you caught it, brother. This is day number one, going for two of this champion audio. Comes from the morning show here on 105.3 The Fan, the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these fools is Chop? Well, Choppy is the one that yearns for the touch of a man, apparently. He says there's nothing like it.
What's something men secretly love doing but pretend they don't?
Look, for me, this is easy.
It's easy.
Getting a massage from a guy.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
It's easy.
Maybe this was Spittle did when he left our party after 20 minutes.
You could say all you want that you want a girl.
Mm.
But the moment a man, not a guy, a man with Popeye forearms and fat fingers gets his hands all up on you, it's over. You'll never go back to a woman again. So, a massage from a guy.
Just to clarify, if I didn't make it clear enough for you.
Strength and conditioning coach, if that's what I bring.
And a man, Popeye forearms.
Everybody's got their preferences.
Everybody got their thing, man.
And it was so easy for him
to identify. Not a boy, a man. You think you want a girl. Crazy.
That thing is nothing.
Here's Zach Woolchuck with his top 10.
Oh, goodness. All right, Tolos, we do need your help. 877-881-1053. You can bid to hang out with us at the Sandlot Charity event. I think Sean and RJ and KNC have got some pretty awesome bids already. But you and six other people can come party with us at the Sandlot Charity. It is, as always, going to be at Globe Life Field. You'll be hanging out on the field. They've got a wiffle ball home run derby, NBA-style three-point shootout. You can do your very own dot race. Drew Pearson, Jake Berger, among other celebs, will be in attendance. Food, drinks, minimum bid at $1,500. So give us a call, 877-881-1053. We want to try and compete with the other shows here. Sean and RJ talking a lot of bleep about us. So yeah, we would greatly appreciate it if you would donate to an awesome charity for Jared, but also come and hang out with us.
Man, you sound so desperate when you say that.
I'm desperate. I like to win.
I would frame it like this. You can get drunk with Mardi Gras Brian.
Damn
right. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
He's going to get hammered with you.
This is something that no other show in America offers, but the sure. G-Bag Nation does. A drunk former scout telling stories about working for Jerry back in the day. Are you freaking kidding
he
me?
He might even let you wear the Super Bowl
you
ring.
You want to turn this down? You talk draft with Woolchuck.
Yeah,
maybe. You can have a Darty with Chief.
Damn right.
You know, there's going to be delicious food and beverage there.
And there will be cheeseburgers, and the burgers will be plentiful.
Yes, if you're
If you're a longtime Tolo, we can talk about the years and years and, you know, iterations of the G-Bag Nation, the different fan shows. What do you want to know? We're an open book in these settings.
Absolutely.
And I'll show you that text that Woolchuck sent me before the pregame show last week.
And if you don't bid, you're not seeing that text.
That's value added.
That is worth the bid by itself, and just
maybe,
that text.
Maybe I'll show you the picture as
well. Well, if the bid's high enough.
If the bid's high enough, you also get to see the bid.
Tell you what, if we get up to, if we beat K&C's, which I think they said is up to 5,000, you can definitely see the pick.
I thought that was a ball sack report.
I thought it was too.
Screaming across the news line today.
Maybe it is a ball sack report, but either way, offer still stands. 877-881-1053. Make sure you get that bid in. All right, we'll get to the top 10. Happy birthday to, all right. Matthew McConaughey, 56 today. Looking fantastic for 56. Very vascular, as you would say, Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
You tell me.
I'll take your word for
Once
it.
You get
he
that
is.
Scale. Don't act like you don't know.
I mean, I know
that's failure
choppy.
To launch no, style.
He's,
come
he's,
on,
he's no Aikman.
You know,
I don't think he's strong enough for choppy.
No, I think you know what. When he was in that Fool's Gold movie, I think the vascularity was cranked up.
He lost
to extreme levels.
Lost some weight for Dallas Buyers Club. So certainly there wasn't the vascularity there. That was a little bit of a bony man.
Just bones.
You know? I imagine he stinks.
Yeah, he doesn't shower,
a little
right?
bit.
Yeah.
Just real raw, nature smelling.
Yeah, he smells of the earth.
It's my natural pheromones.
I think he's that guy that just like jumps in the pool and says, I took a bath or a shower.
Mm-hmm. Kind of gamey.
Yeah. He's gamey. For sure.
That's greasy. A good way to put it.
Yeah, that is a good way to put
doesn't
it.
Doesn't shampoo.
Not at all.
Probably and puts beef tallow on his face.
I just imagine.
No, that's working for him.
He does put the beef tallow on his face.
That's why he's aging so well.
Maybe puts a little maple syrup in his hair.
Yeah, what do you think makes it stick?
That's right. Quinn Williams, by the way. Cowboys' new defensive tackle, if you missed it, third in pressures in the entire NFL since he came into the league in 2022.
Let's go. Since he came into the league
in 2022.
I think he's been a little bit down as a pass rusher this year.
It's amazing.
We saw that firsthand.
Eric.
But as a run stuffer.
Shut up.
As a run stuffer.
Third in pressures since 2022, fourth in sacks, and the best run-stuffing defensive tackle in football.
That's right.
Damn right. We're going to stop the run.
He can stuff a run.
And we're going to get after it. And now Osa doesn't have to be double-teamed, and maybe that'll help him out a little bit as
well. I think some people are depressed because of last night. I have been over this season and mourned it for over a month. You know, the moment they lost to Chicago, I was like, this is over.
No, you
So last night is a nothing burger for me. It's a speed bump. What we're talking about now is starting for 2026.
I remember like, you selling Super Bowl after the Jets game.
This is like the first big move. Yeah, this if is. They made multiple trades, I could have seen it at that point.
And maybe we're
but
on the
now,
way. Maybe this is the path.
Now you have Richarded it around with the season, and you waited 4 weeks to make these trades. You're too buried. Yeah. I could see 6-2, but you got to go get me Minka Fitzpatrick and Asante Samuel Jr. Come on, let's go, Cowboys. You got 30 minutes.
I'm in on it. Let's make it happen. Shout out to Major League Baseball just dunking all over the NBA Finals Game 7.
Yeah.
They just crushed it with the ratings. Game 7 on Saturday night was fantastic. 25.9 million viewers compared to 16.6 million for Game 7 of the NBA Finals. I mean, this game was so riveting, my wife actually sat there and watched the whole thing. And she doesn't give a damn. She did not have a single player that she cared about. She didn't even know who was playing. But she watched the whole thing. She even stayed through extra innings. She was like, I got to see who wins.
Yeah, I had a similar situation.
I was
All
stunned.
All of a sudden, my wife was like interested in it.
I was like, okay. What?
This
Why?
Is cool.
You barely watched the Texas Tech game, and you went there.
Looking around going like, which one of these guys is a total dime? You know, I'm trying to figure out how many hot dudes are on this. On
and
this
he was chopping does.
Hold on, fam. What'd you say? I just let that man say that.
Well, but on behalf of my wife, I'm like, why is my wife interested in baseball?
You didn't hear Dawson talking about lots of them.
I noticed it.
Yeah.
I noticed it.
Well, top 10 dimes of the World Series.
I'll tell you about that LA squad. I noticed it.
Let me tell you what had me thinking. My parents were in town, and my mom just had an affinity for Toronto. I'm like,
okay.
So I'm sitting there thinking, what is it about Toronto? Oh, and then it all kind of sunk in.
It's Vladdy.
Vladdy? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's that ass.
I mean, you got a lot of hair going on.
Yeah.
Toronto.
George Springer. Good looking dude.
I don't know Maybe. About George Springer.
I mean, Chris Woodward, shout out to the former skipper of the Rangers.
What's that?
He Chris was at Woodward? First base for the Dodgers. Still has an outstanding
your
beard.
Rangers manager, Chris Woodward.
Let me defend
You're
basketball,
to the home
though.
Of the Rangers.
You said the World Series
three of the fans.
Had higher ratings.
16-102.
Los Angeles has 10 times the amount of people than OKC and Indianapolis combined.
Yeah, I thought this was a little unfair, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the context does matter a little bit, but just, yeah. You know, give MLB a little win here.
Little journalism. Oh, hey, congrats.
And they had a whole country supporting. I mean, let's be real. I mean, Canada, they backed Toronto fat in this thing. All right, best Matthew McConaughey movies here for your top 10. Shout out to his 56th birthday. Failure to Launch, one of your favorites.
Failure to Launch,
shout
absolutely.
Shout out to the sock and Terry Bradshaw.
Shout out to the Bradshaw sock and both those cheeks that he had no problem showing off.
That is an outstanding. If you have not heard the Terry Bradshaw sock story, you should go and give it a Google.
I'll try and dig it up. Maybe we still got the audio. It's pretty amazing.
Angels in the Outfield, honorable mention on here.
Yeah.
He was great in that.
Deserved.
Absolutely fantastic.
You know what? Give me The Wedding Planner as a rom-com lover. Wedding Planner.
I forgot he was in The Wedding
Planner.
It's
going to be up there pretty high. Lopez. And, of course, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. You already mentioned Failure to Launch.
Mm. What about The Wedding Singer?
The Wedding Singer is also fantastic, but it did not have McConaughey's presence.
No.
Oh, I see. I see. That's right. We're McConaughey movies.
Yeah,
McConaughey's.
But if you want to go wedding movies, I know you're a big wedding guy. Tropic Thunder.
Okay, I'm glad that you mentioned this, because that could slip through the cracks a little bit.
It could.
But he
but it
was,
doesn't here.
He was legit. Also, like, A Wolf of Wall Street.
What's
right?
one where he was
We're
a lawyer?
We're just talking about, like,
Lincoln Lawyer.
Lincoln Lawyer.
Honorable mention.
One of my favorites.
Bernie.
I don't even know the name, but it was really good.
Really good movie. Now a TV show on Netflix as well. Bernie, about that Texas city. And
Waco?
Bernie.
Yeah. Tim
with Jack Black, and he ends up murdering this old woman.
Tim and Carthage, Texas.
Did they have a School of Rock there?
There was no School of Rock, but it was a real-life murderer. Richard Linklater having that movie.
I was
movie.
Just thinking Jack Black.
Rat, shout out to you. Interstellar. Honorable mention.
Oh, he was an astronaut there?
Yeah.
Honorable mention? Interstellar? Isn't that one of the all-timers?
I'm not an Interstellar fan.
Ooh.
I need to maybe see it again, but that's the only Christopher Nolan movie that I've seen that I didn't leave, like, loving.
Let's give Interstellar another
shot. Mud, which is an underrated film. If you haven't seen Mud, I'd highly recommend it.
Mud.
Number 10 is The Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard him talking about that recently where it was like it's something that he does to like get himself going a little bit, and he was doing it before the scene. And DiCaprio's like, oh, hold up. We need to
do that.
Like, that needs to be in the scene here.
Let's do this.
And so I think it was just a one-take banger.
Just thespians.
Yeah, shout out to DiCaprio, just directing on the fly.
That's what he does. Number 9 is Killer Joe. Haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's a blind spot for me.
Contact, number 8.
It's also another blind
spot. Jodie Foster. I think this was a 90s film. One of his first movies, Lone Star, small town sheriff investigating an unsolved murder that took place 40 years earlier. Number 6 is Frailty. He's an FBI agent. Directed by Bill Paxton. Directed that film. 5 is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Could be number 1. It's a fantastic movie.
It's a good movie.
Grohl, the Warrior King. 4 is A Time to Kill.
Yeah, there we go. Ooh,
good movie.
Him and Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
1996.
Man. 3. Gosh, I forgot. I never saw this. Dawson, Magic Mike.
Wait a minute. My friends are, I said the lawyer movie, the Lincoln Lawyer. Was A Time to Kill the one where...
A Time to Kill, he's also a lawyer.
But his buddy gets killed at his, like, what was the story of the whole thing? He's representing...
He was charging the Klan.
Yeah.
He was coming for the Klan.
Okay, that's a different movie I'm thinking of.
Sandra Bullock in there, too?
It ain't not, and I hope they burn in hell!
That's great.
Okay, yeah, Time to Kill. My friends were texting me, like, it's A Time to Kill, brothers, you dumbass.
A Time to Kill is a badass movie.
Yeah.
2 is Dallas Buyers Club, which is
That's
amazing.
Where you got...
Ron Woodruff. That's what he won his Oscar for.
Yeah.
Jared Leto, the last good movie that he was into. Jared Leto as a co-star might be good. With them trying to make him like this Hollywood lead, they've been awful films. Morbius. I mean, Carter said the new Tron was ass. Yeah, Jared Leto needs to stop that. Number one, though.
Jared Leto has like a sex cult.
What?
Nobody really talks about that sex cult that he has.
Oh.
He's apparently a very weird dude.
Yeah, is he doing freak offs?
Yeah.
Man.
Was the Punisher involved?
Lock him up. Lock him up. Crew Tractor. Trey Taylor, Crew Tractor.
But number one, the best Matthew McConaughey movie voted by the Esquire, Dazed and Confused.
Oh yeah, that's where it all started.
You just
really
got to keep.
That was my senior year of high school, dude. It was so amazing. Okay, we got to get out of here. We got an addition to the finest coming up. NFL trade deadline now 23.5 minutes away. The Cowboys already traded for Logan Wilson and Quinnen Williams. And Chief, where are we going next?
Yeah, football's finest. We'll see if we get any more deals done before the top of the hour and some reactions to last night's disaster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Next to the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got the NFL trade deadline in 15 and a half minutes here at the top of the hour. And we're a little bit on Cowboys trade watch. Two done already, Logan Wilson and Quinnen Williams. It's time now for Eric Chiafalo's Football's Finest.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Huh. What do we think? Just workshopping?
I mean, the Witten one I love. That's an all-time favorite.
It doesn't matter.
He pulls a rabbit out of his head.
Well, we'll see if that can stick. But unfortunately, last night's loss is still sticking with us despite the addition of Logan Wilson and, of course, Quinnen Williams. Last night was maddening. It was. How did things go in the post game? Were people throwing?
It was not a good. It was not a good post. I was almost hoping that Maya's water would break so I could just leave.
You got it from here, Brian.
He leaned over like there was like 11 minutes left in the game and something happened. He goes, if her water would just break, I wouldn't have to do this.
I was so upset. One person texted and was like, you're too emotional. You should just tell me what you're seeing. Just stop talking. Most of the other people were very receptive as a voice of the fan base. But that was a tough post game to do. It was one of the harder ones. Outside of the playoff defeats, I think that was the hardest regular season post game. Just a gross game.
It was. There's something about the Arizona Cardinals that make the Cowboys a just much, much lesser version of themselves. The offensive line is starting to become a big-time issue. I mean, your offense just in general right now, I think it starts with your offensive line, though. But a couple of the things from it yesterday, Deron Bland, Jake Ferguson, just nightmare nights. Mm-hmm. Nightmare nights. I think Marquise Bell has...
Terrible.
Has... really reduced himself to should you even be on the roster?
Probably not.
Kind of conversation.
Maybe he's a special teamer.
Not playing well.
I mean, dude, they had one of those drives where they're just throwing it into the flat every time. I mean, every time. Every time.
And they asked
all the way down the field. Dare you to tackle.
Asked him to cover McBride, too, and that was a tough one for him as well.
Oh, on the touchdown?
Well,
yeah.
A couple different times. He could have got called for holding a couple more times in that game that they didn't call. So, yeah, it was a problem.
The Cowboys did get screwed on the Pickens no call in the end zone. That should have extended a drive for them. I mean, there was a couple questionable calls. I also thought...
The fumble, right?
The fumble recovery?
The fumble recovery from Javonte Williams.
He goes out of bounds and then comes back. That should have been an illegal touching. But, you know, it is what it is. They didn't play well enough to win that football game, so they're not going to get the benefit. But the penalties are a problem yet again for this football team on both sides of the ball.
I thought the Pickens unsportsmanlike was pretty soft.
Absolutely was, but the NFL is emphasizing that.
That's true. That was.
I mean, he's got to know better.
It's a bit of a reputation one. I felt like he's been flirting with it, and he's done a nice job, but I think being down like that maybe got the worst out of him.
Yeah, I hate the call, but...
Good time for a reminder what we need to be focused on. But like showing the ball to somebody, were you pointing or were you showing the ball? I think maybe if you're a player that doesn't have the background that George Pickens does, the refs don't see it as you're showing the ball to the defender because it's George. But whatever. He's been good. Yeah. I mean, what do we got? Two silly fouls in a half season? I'll take it.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll tell you what, the bright spot, we mentioned it earlier, Donovan Ezeraku, career high 5 pressures against the Cardinals, also had that sack. That was awesome. Jadeveon Clowney, team high 6 pressures and a sack. So he's starting to come on pretty nicely right there, get a little pass rush going. But definitely nice to see Ezeraku be a guy that is starting to play like the guy that we thought he was going to be when they drafted him. For sure.
Yeah. Been awesome.
That's one of those guys. You know, I think they're needing to add 6 good players by next year, and hopefully Ezeraku can be a big part of that. Quinnen Williams is one. I don't know if Logan Wilson's one. You know, there's an interesting debate going on about him. But I hope he's at least your best linebacker right now.
He's the one that'll play the best in coverage.
Okay. He's an upgrade over what they got.
Yeah, because like he's a really good zone player. He doesn't like drift. You know, sometimes these guys, like you've seen like James, because he's not – he hasn't played a lot of snaps as a cover guy. But then you get a guy like Murray that just doesn't really have that spatial awareness when it comes to where guys are around him or where he is on the field.
Yeah.
And so that becomes a problem. And I think Logan Wilson's one of those guys that is much better in those types of situations.
Yeah, Bobby had the nugget, which is just ridiculous. First of all, it's just funny that the second worst defense in the league is the Cowboys, and they went to upgrade their defense by taking a player from the worst defense in the league and have been for the last couple of years in the Cincinnati Bengals. Just that right there is funny. But Logan Wilson has 4 passes defended this season, and that's more than any Cowboys player.
Yeah, that was funny. I heard him talking about that this morning. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. And then Joe Goodberry, who covers the Bengals, says, like everyone – on this Bengals defense, Logan Wilson was struggling, seemed to step slower, had to deal with blockers more often, and missed a handful of tackles. But he was still their best linebacker and had some very good games in 2025. He was dominant in week one, he says, showed some signs of life in a reduced role the last few weeks. If he looks better in a new setting, I wouldn't be shocked. So those are some encouraging things for sure as it pertains to Logan Wilson.
How would you imagine they play him and Overshown together? Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the middle is really Logan Wilson.
The guy, I think that Quincy Williams from the Jets that we were talking about, I think he's more of a Overshown kind of a player, whereas I think that our guy from the Bengals is more of a inside Mike linebacker type.
Because he's
guy.
Been listed as weak side for them. They must have liked their Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, but he can play.
He can play it, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I would assume your best three would be you go Shamar James, Logan Wilson, Overshown when he against the Raiders. And then you can rotate in Marist and maybe you don't have to play Kenneth Murray.
Will this be the game that we look back on Marvin Harrison Jr.'s career of like when he really put it all together?
Who they play next week? Who's Arizona play next week?
For his sake, I would hope the Bengals, but I'm not sure who the Cardinals play next week.
I could look that up. Dawson's real quick here.
Breaking Deron Bland's ankle.
Seattle.
Oh. Yeah.
One catch, 7 yards.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Jacoby Brissett will look like Jacoby Brissett once again and not look
No, I'm talking about a Marvin Harrison.
No, I know, but just in general, the entire Cardinals offense is going to take a giant step back next week when they go up against a competent defense. And the Seahawks actually have one of the best defenses. But when he scored that touchdown and broke the ankles of Deron Bland.
Goodness.
That like we could have just cut the lights out and all put ourselves to bed.
Played him slow off the line, man.
I and then even CeeDee Lamb, they pan over to him and he's like, as one of the dominant receivers in the league, he is still jarred by how incredible that play was. I mean, my goodness. So last night was a struggle bus across the board. But, hey, we got Quinnen Williams, so we can all smile for that. Now, we'll see if we get any more trades coming up here over the next 7 or 8 minutes. Adam Schefter did say that A.J. Brown will not be traded today. I guess he felt the need to go ahead and tweet that out.
Did you see that A.J. Brown's not going to be traded today?
No. Who's tweeted that out?
I didn't see.
Okay, yeah. A.J. Brown is not going to be traded today.
I think it was from A.J. Brown's personal account.
Well, if it was his personal account, it would probably be a little bit more like, I wish I was being traded
today.
Well,
there was the crying emoji.
Oh, he had one of those?
Yeah, he was boohooing.
That's unfortunate.
That's a ball sack.
Also unfortunate for our guy Rico Dowdle, who got flagged for 2 pumps. And a touchdown celebration.
He went full Key and Peele.
Yes, but I thought there was a just anything under 3 pumps and you're good here.
Yeah, they set the pump over under a 2.5. I thought he was under. I thought he was good.
And he said even after the game, because he got flagged for it, he says, everything I learned, you're supposed to get 2 pumps.
Yeah.
Were they extra exaggerated?
Yes. I mean, he had the entire team around him and, you know, he was slow-mo-ing it. Because, like, the whole thing with the Key and Peele is, the third pump, is he going to do it?
He was celebrating with his teammates.
And then, he gives it, you know?
He was celebrating with his teammates.
I thought it was hilarious.
He's hoping that he does not get fined because of this.
He should not get fined. And in fact, they shouldn't have even flagged him.
I agree.
That Land Clark, his crew was working the game. They lose control of the game quickly.
Yeah. By the way, there was that Panthers podcast that hung it up after a few years.
Are they back?
Well, they announced, they said, because the Panthers, of course, they've gone on a nice little run. And so they said, we'll be back this week. And then I guess they got dunked on so hard. They said, even though we planned to record last week before the results against Green Bay, we won't be recording due to overwhelming response from former players. So former Panthers players were like, no, I guess you hopped off the bandwagon. You have to stay there.
You're not welcome back on?
Yeah, I guess so. It was like, we were just a small, fun podcast since 2019, needed a break from all the time we spent putting the show on.
Oh.
Hashtag keep pounding, they say. But I guess they will.
How many shows those dudes doing?
I have no idea.
I'd like to know that number, please.
Oh, here's the watchdog.
Yeah. Broadus is like,
of course.
Who does more podcasts than you, Broadus?
I'm doing 17 a day.
I'm just wondering. I was just curious for my own self.
Yep.
You know, just understanding.
Maybe bring him in on the Crown Global Media worldwide.
Wide.
Well, let's see if we get a deal done here in the next few minutes, boys.
Sounds good. We got the trade deadline in 5.5, and we're back to tell you everything that may or may not have happened on the other side. Next in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.